Sing Out was founded over 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. I love bluegrass music, and I love innovation. I know those two don't always get along, but there is always hope. Let's remember Bill Monroe and Earl Scruggs were revolutionaries as they presented an exciting new form of string band music back in 1945. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we present some of today's innovators in bluegrass music. We'll also include a review of Punch Brothers' new CD, Hell on Church Street, on Nonesuch Records, and we'll hear three selections. Our theme music this week comes from banjoist Kristen Scott Benson from her CD Stringworks on Mountain Home Records. We heard Eagle Eye Annie, a tune named for Opie's trusty fishing rod, on The Andy Griffith Show. We'll hear more from Kristen later. I'm old enough to remember the controversy which surrounded the band Skyline when they first burst upon the scene. I saw them as often as they came through town. Bluegrass publications either loved the band or loathed them. It's great that many of the sounds they produced are now part of the bluegrass canon. We'll open the program with Stranded in the Moonlight, the late Michael Smith's ode to Chicago's Lakeshore Drive. We'll follow with a tune from innovative fiddler Barbara Lamb. But first, here's Skyline and Stranded in the Moonlight on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
like any Saturday night, and I'm stranded in the moonlight. Or is it just that it seems I am caught in the beam of a halo from a street light? The heat makes lightning in the summer air. Electricity is everywhere, and the wheels of the night are spinning, and time's beginning to slip right through my hands. Stranded in the moonlight, I'm so in love with you right now. Got to get to you somehow. Never thought I could love you more, but I do. I swear I'd be a fool for you. I go from corner to corner. Above me the stars, and beside me the cars, and a motorcycle's headlight. The lights are out on Lakeshore Drive. The clocks have stopped at 10 to 5, and the wheels of the night are turning. The stars are burning. My face, my lips, my hands, stranded in the moonlight. I'm so in love with you right now. Got to get to you somehow. I never thought I could love you more, but
corner to corner, empty-handed, and stranded in the moonlight. Well, I ain't got time to worry about the ship I'm in. So pack it on up and let's do it all again. I ain't trying to be the kingpin. I'm just trying to make a living. So come on, boy, let's go.
We're listening to Bluegrass Innovators this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. That was Wood and Wire from their recording from last year called North of Despair. And we heard Kingpin. That's on Blue Corn Music. And before that, we heard from Barbara Lamb and the title track of her recording Fiddle Piggy. That was Joe Craven on the mandolin, Jeff Autry on the guitar, and Dave Rowe on the bass. That's on Lots of Coffee Records from Barbara Lamb. And we let off that set with Skyline, featuring Larry Cohen, Barry Mitterhoff, Tony Trischka, Danny Weiss, and Dee Dee Weiland, from the recording Ticket Back, a retrospective of Skyline. That's on Flying Fish Records, and we heard Stranded in the Moonlight. We're going to lead off this next set with a recording made back in 1978. I think it was Tony Rice's first recording with the Tony Rice Unit. It's called Manzanita, and we'll hear the title track. Here's the Tony Rice Unit on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
Thank you. wanna sing about it. I need another sad song, like I need another long dark road. Tough enough to dream about it, clinging to a vision where you give me your hand to hold. Like we don't talk about it, spinning in circles, skip to things we've already said. My friends don't want to hear about it. Am I such a broken record, trying to rhyme all of my questions? Got to get out of the way and listen for life to play. Be a song with a groove in the middle of it. A song makes me move in the middle of it. Song with style to make me smile, to pick me up and start me over again. But I don't need another sad song. I'll find a love and sing about it. Forget another sad song. Let's flip that old 45. Lately I've been feeling something. Drums in the distance. Life is more than just existence. What really makes it right is when I find myself a song with a groove in the middle of it. A song makes me move in the middle of it. A song with style to make me smile, to pick me up and start me over. Out with it, checking my connections. Let's get this show on the road. It has a kind of ring about it. Records made for breaking, chances made for taking. When you know, you know. Sometimes all it takes is a song with a groove in the middle of it. A song makes me move in the middle of it. With a groove in the middle of it. A song makes me move in the middle of it. A song with a groove in the middle of it. A song makes me move in the middle of it. A song with style to make the smile pick me up and start me over then. You play that song again.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2212. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Kristen Scott Benson and her recording Stringworks. She's a wonderful banjo player, and we heard one of her tunes called Great Waterton. That's on Mountain Home Music Company from Kristen Scott Benson. We're listening to Bluegrass Innovators this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And before that, we heard from Railroad Earth from their brand new recording For All the Song, and we heard the song Runnin' Wild. That's on their own record label, Railroad Earth. And before that, the Yonder Mountain String Band, who've been around for quite a while. From their newest, Get Yourself Outside, we heard Broken Records. That's on Frog Pad Records. And we let off that set with the Tony Rice Unit from Manzanita from back in 1978. And we heard the title track. Occasionally on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we do record reviews, and this week we're going to review the Punch Brothers' new recording called Hell on Church Street. Punch Brothers have been in the forefront of innovative string band music since their formation in 2007. Their latest recording is a reimagining of Tony Rice's classic recording Church Street Blues, and they call it Hell on Church Street on Nonesuch Records. The notes state that no record has had a greater impact on the band. The band is comprised of Chris Thiele, mandolin, Noam Pickelney, banjo, Chris Eldridge, guitar, Paul Cowart, bass, Gabe Witcher, fiddle, and the two Chrises and Gabe take the vocals. The concept came from their preparation for an appearance at Rocky Grass in 2019. They considered the importance of the performance and decided to try something new. They took Tony's classic record and rearranged each tune Punch Brothers style and performed them in order. Thus, now we have Hell on Church Street. We'll hear three selections from the recording, and we'll lead off with Church Street Blues from the pen of Norman Blake, followed with a gentle reworking of Bill Monroe's The Gold Rush, and finally the traditional tune House Carpenter, which morphs into Bill's Jerusalem Ridge. Hell on Church Street is an exceptional recording which shines more brightly with successive listenings. Here's Church Street Blues from Punch Brothers on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I've been hanging out of town, Lord, in that low-down way, watching Good Time Charlie Francis driving me insane. Up on shady Charlotte Street, Lord, the green lights look red. I wish I was back home on the farm, Lord, in my feather bed. Found myself a paper friend, I read yesterday's news. I folded up page 21 and I stuck it in my shoes. I gave me a nickel to the poor, my return for the day. I folded up my old billfold and I threw it far away. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, Hell on Church Street Blues. Diamond brand, I'd string up this mutton box and I'd go and join some band. But I guess I'll just stay right here, pick and sing a while. Try to earn me a little change and give them folks a smile. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin hard time, Hell on Church Street Blues. Thank you.
For two eyes, no
Punch Brothers from their recording Hell on Church Street. We heard three tracks and a little review. That was House Carpenter that led into Jerusalem Ridge. And before that, The Gold Rush and Church Street Blues led off our three-tune set. It's on Nonesuch Records. It is a dandy. Punch Brothers, Hell on Church Street. Oh, we're going to lead off this last set of Bluegrass Innovators with Leftover Salmon from their recording Brand New Good Old Days, and a tune from Ronnie Reno, who himself with his father were Bluegrass Innovators back in the 60s. This is Boogie Grass Band from Leftover Salmon on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Of music going round, it's known as the boogie grass sound. So grab your partner and swing her around and dance to the boogie grass sound. I love to hear Bill sing about Kentucky and the Allman Brothers. Too, and he taught me how to sing and play for you. I got bluegrass in my soul and rhythm in my feet and dance to the boogie grass beat. I love to hear Bill sing about Kentucky and the Allman Brothers. Together, so dance to the boogie grass.
That was Sam and Dave, Sam Bush and David Grisman, and Hold On, I'm Coming, from their recording Hold On, We're Strummin' on Acoustic Disc Records. I don't think I've ever played an Isaac Hayes tune on our program. And before that, Boogie Grass Band from Leftover Salmon and their recording Brand New Good Old Days on Compass Records. That was written by Ronnie Reno. And if times were just a little bit different, Don Reno might have gotten that banjo seat with Bill Monroe instead of Earl Scruggs. Don had to go into the service, so he couldn't play with Bill. But he was a wonderful, innovative banjo player as well. Boogie Grass Band, written by Ronnie Reno, Don's son. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Get inoculated and boosted. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2212.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over.